Is Christ divided? If belong to Christ, thank you. How do you do it? Oh. If you say I belong to Christ, and Paul asks you a question, is Christ divided? What does it mean? So you belong to Christ. That does that mean that he does not belong to Christ? Then how come you proclaim yourself that you belong to Christ? How come you try to differentiate yourself from the other person? I am of Christ. You are not. Even though you are a baptized member, but you are not of Christ. Is it right attitude or right mentality? Hello? Some people think I'm more spiritual than you, you know? You always come to church late. When you sing, you don't sing out loud. When you pray, you don't have voice. You are lukewarm. You don't have love. You are not of Christ. I am of Christ. Look at me. I fast 2 times a week. Right? Like the Pharisees. I am much better than you. Do you think this kind of mentality is right? Hello? No, this kind of mentality is not right. So even though you say, I am of Christ, I belong to Christ, but you try to put down on other people, this is very worldly. So if you compare the world, right? Please turn to chapter 3, verse 22. Chapter 3, verse 22. 3:22. Samuel, can you read? Oh, okay, all the world. So you can see that if you compare this verse, chapter 3, verse 22, to chapter 1, verse 12, they belong to 4 groups, right? Right? Hello? Is that right? The sequence was Paul, Apollos, Cephas, and Christ. But in chapter 3, verse 20, we say, Paul, Apollos, Cephas, and what? The world. So if you try to say, I am better than you. You are not of Christ because you don't have faith. You don't have love. You just look warm. Then actually, this is worldly way to say that, this is very worldly. You don't truly show love to your fellow brothers and sisters. This is not right also. Even in the church, some people have preference. Let me ask you, who is your favorite preacher in NYTS? Yes, your answer, right? I mean, you know someone is a favorite, and later on you can say, when that preacher speaks, I will pay attention. The other speak, he is garbage. Do you have this kind of feeling? Then we are like Corinthian church, right? You know what I'm trying to say? You know, some people, of course, you have a favorite, and because you are an individual, you have your own judgment, your own choices and thinking. Some people just enjoy preaching, you know. The thing that most important thing in the church is sowing the seed. And Paul is my role model. Look at Paul. He go to many countries. He travel. He sow the seed. He is my role model. I just want to be like him. So the whole church, everybody should preach. But the one who is for Apollo, they really, you know what is Apollo famous for? What is Apollo famous for? Anybody? Huh? Let's turn to Acts. What is Apollo famous for? Chapter 18. 18 verse 18:24. I don't know. When I'm praying for you, I try to remember your name, but when up here, I forget about your name. Joanna. Chapter 18 verse 24. Yes, he's an eloquent man who can interpret Bible well. A very educated person, but he did not know Jesus Christ. So Priscilla and Aquila took him in, shared with him about Jesus Christ, and later on, he became a very eloquent speaker. He know that. That's why he can interpret the Bible very, very good. Now, who is the best preacher who can interpret Bible well? Not giving seminar, but interpret Bible well. No, you have your own you have own one, right? Yeah, I like him. He's my type. I enjoy personal work. Some people, some people say, don't just keep emphasizing preaching, you know? If you are able to call back all the lordship, the church will be full, will be packed with the people. So just don't mind preaching. Just do pastoral work. So he is my role model. He can interpret Bible. Some people say, oh, but Peter is the pillar. Look at him. Without him, the church will corrupt. Right? So I'm for Peter. So brother and sister, I know everyone have his own taste, his own. Some people like sour taste. Some people like sweet. Some people like salty. Yeah. But when it comes to kingdom of God, you should try to accept all type of dishes. That's why in True Jesus Church, the worker keep rotating, because you know preacher is also a limited man who can only cook certain type of dish, right? I think my style is very difficult to change. I am always like this, right? But other people, so after 6 years with me, I go to a local church, I'm with them for 6 years, they will be sick. How come you feed me every time the same style, the same dish? I want 青州 xiao cai. I don't want 大鱼大肉. I like two styles, right? So that's why in our church policies we keep rotating members. And you yourself shall not reject anyone. You shall try to learn from their gift what God used them to edify one another. We should take it as what is from God. If they speak about the word of God, so. We keep saying that, really, some people have the concept, huh? My MVP preacher, MVP. What is MVP? Is it MVP? Not MVP. MVP? Most valuable player. So who is your MVP preacher in the church? You shouldn't, of course, unavoidable, you have that kind of concept, but believe in me, if one day you can only listen to one person's sermon, you have trouble. You are in trouble. You cannot take the other person's sharing of the Bible. That means that you only belong to that person. And if that person is not very, very upright, he will bring you to him, not to God. That is the trouble. Right? What do you think? Huh? Then it has become man runs church, not God's. It's become man running the church, not God running the church. That's why, huh? When you are gifted, when you are eloquent, when you are not lacking any gift, your ego become popping up, and you. 讲话越讲越大声, your voice is getting louder and louder. We only welcome Apollo in this church. GA, if GA sent Pearl to come to this church, we are not going over ties to GA. Do you know where does you're too young. Do you know where does Minister Sarah come from? You don't know. GA pay us. Do you know what is GA? You know what is GA, right? Okay. Now where does GA's money come from? Local church contribute to GA, right? Every NCC we decided how many percentage local church. Local church have, thank God, you members over tithe, like every NCC, and all the congregation decided, National Church Conference decided how many percentage of local income go to GA, and we got paid. So you can say, oh, if you send this worker come to us, we are not going to contribute money to GA anymore. Or maybe one step further, we don't want GA's assignment of pastor. We want to invite our own pastor. What do you think? We don't want GA's assignment. We just want to have our own. This is not one body anymore. This is divided. This is division. Oh. Personally, I can see all the workers so far that I see in USGA, all the workers are called by God. If I ask them, everybody have his calling. They do not come on their own. And everyone have something God entrusts them for the benefit of members. Just like God entrusted Paul. What is the Paul's major function in the kingdom of God? Hello? What is Paul's major work in the kingdom of God? Victoria, I think you know. Yes, how do you know? Huh? Because you read? This is when Paul was chosen, it was given to him already, right? Let's read Acts chapter 9, verse 15. 9:15, Acts chapter 9, verse 15. We have two Matthew, yeah? One Matthew, two Matthew. Are you ready, Matthew? Okay. Chapter 9, verse 15. So what is the Paul's major function in the kingdom of God? This is talking to Paul, yeah? So what is his major function? I think Victoria already mentioned, right? Preach to Gentile world. How come God chose Paul to preach to Gentile world? I don't know. God has his plan. Probably Paul, he is more educated. He was entrusted with much more gift than you and me. Therefore, he was able to handle much more complicated Gentile world. And Peter was chosen just mainly for Jewish society. Of course, later on, Peter also went out with his wife to preach everywhere, right? So everybody had his own gift. Like the same token, every preacher, every worker, they are entrusted something to share with you. So never ever despise the prophecy of the prophet. 不要藐视先知的讲论。 Of course, as a worker, if we do a lousy job, God will judge us. But as a member, we try to get much more information, much more from the Holy Spirit. Try to get what they try to share with us. So we should not try to have division, disharmony, rejecting each other. We should accept one another because we are one body. Now, when it comes to this kind of division, how did Paul solve this problem? Is it a homework? How did Paul solve the division of Corinthian church? Is it a homework? Four words, huh? Strike down and then lift up. 先打倒，再把他们扶起来. How come people are very, very opinion? They are rich in wisdom, in knowledge. So they think they are somebody. Then Paul tried to, no, you are not somebody. Strike them down. Let's read some verses, how Paul tried to strike them down. Let's read chapter 1, verse 26. 126 to 29. 26 to 29. 126 to 29. Anna, can you read? 26 to 29. First Corinthians 1. 26 to 29.
For you For you see your calling, brethren, that you may that not many wise according to the flesh, but not many mighty, not many noble are called. 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things that are mighty. 28. And the base things of the world and the base things are despised, which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are.
Okay. So very bluntly, frankly, harshly, Paul says, oh, come on, brother. When you're choosing, none of you are too noble, okay? None of you are too wise, okay? After you're choosing, God use you, so God give you knowledge, God give you gift, because God wants to prosper his church, not because originally you are very talented or very capable. It is because God need to have his church to be more prosperous. That's why God give you those type of talent or gift or knowledge to prosper the holy work. I thought this is working, no? It's not working? Huh? It works.
Oh, it's easier to pass this one.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right, so you can see that this is strike one. Let's say strike two. Chapter 2, verse 14. Can you read, please?
14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit for God. They are foolishness to him, nor can he be known them because they are spiritually discerned.
You are only natural man. You are of flesh. Chapter 3. Can you read chapter 3, Sean? Chapter 3, verse 3 and on. Chapter 3.
For you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are not you carnal and behaving like mere men?
For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal?
Because you are not spiritual, you are of flesh, you are carnal. That's why you have division among you. That's why Paul tried to strike them once and twice and third times. Come on, guys, don't do that. You are not as good as you think. Be humble, don't choose people. Welcome everyone to come among you, right? Make sense? Now, after all the striking, maybe let's read another one. Chapter 4, verse 6. Esther, can you read? Verse 6.
Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other.
Yes, you shall not learn from the speaker or the worker beyond what is written. If they speak the word of God, you should learn from them. Even Jesus said, learn from the words of Pharisees, but do not do what they do. If they speak right, listen to them. But, you know, there are many deeds that they did wrong. Don't imitate them, right? The same thing, worker is only a man. No matter if he can perform miracles, or if he is very loving, or if he is very eloquent, do not learn from him beyond what is written. Don't take a person as your personal God. He can be your good friend. He can be a role model. You just want to be like him. But not because of that, you want to reject other people. It is carnal. It is not of God. Even you say you belong to Christ, it is, you say, what does it mean? If you say you belong to Christ, what does it mean? Meaning that the other person does not belong to Christ. This is wrong also. So we should not have this kind of issues in among us. Now, after all this, right, they are as if they were striking down to the ground. Then Paul lift them up. Let's read chapter 3, verse 21. Ted, can you read? 3:21.
Verse 21, therefore let no one boast in men, for all things are yours. 22, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours. 23. And you are Christ's, and Christ is God's.
Amen. You know, you are of Christ, and Christ is of God, and members are of you. So in the hierarchy of the kingdom of God, not members, sorry, workers are of you. Workers belong to you. So, workers belong to you. You belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to God. In the kingdom of God, workers are many servants. Workers, they receive much grace from God to serve the kingdom of God and to serve brother and sister. That's it. So, don't worship them. Don't despise them. Just learn from them according to what is written in the Bible, not beyond what is written in the Bible. Are you tired? I noticed that many of you are struggling. Are you okay? You okay? Yeah? Now, that's another question. There are four people over here, right? Apollo, Paul, of course, and Cephas. We do not know the reaction of Cephas. How about Apollo? If you are the one who is admired by the members, what would you feel? Yes, right? The member likes me. They enjoy my sermon. You know, they welcome me. Wonderful. I should go to your church as often as possible, right? What do you think? Huh? Does Apollo feel that way? Corinthian church likes me, so I will go there as soon as possible. As often as possible. I enjoy the superior feeling than other worker. What do you think? Is it good? What does Apollo's reaction in this? Corinthian church has a problem. What is Apollo's action? Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Chapter 16, verse 12. Hey, Joseph, can you read?
Chapter 16, verse 12. Now about our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to go to you with the brothers. He was quite unwilling to go now, but he will go when he has the opportunity.
So you see, does Apollo enjoy going to Corinthian church? Did he want to go now? Why? So, brethren, as a worker, right, we got to be part of solution. We cannot be part of problems. Church of Corinthians had many problems already, right? And the problem is because of worker. If worker also try to get involved, hey, come on, Paul, how come people do not like you? Come on, Peter, what's the matter with you? You are a Peter. How come some people reject you? Look at me, right? If Apollo try to enjoy this kind of popularity, this kind of fame, what will happen? He will become part of the problem also, right? So again, if you cannot be part of solution, at least step out of the problem. Don't get involved. I am not going to go over there right now because you guys has problem. You guys, you know, so many trouble. You know, do you know that certain churches, really, some preacher dare not to go? If we have choices, right? You know, of course, we follow the assignment of GA, but really, some churches are very... stressed out, very stressful, really. If you go to Corinthian church, people are biting, fighting, no harmony. Do you enjoy that kind of working environment? Huh? Of course, you feel like, ah. Oh. You know, there are how many churches in the United States, do you know? Do you know how many churches? There are about 30 churches and worshiping place in the United States right now, 30 of them. If you privately talk to worker, they also have preferences. I enjoy certain local church. Over there, people are in peace, no fighting. You know, you don't need to take. You know what is the most stressful things to serve the Lord? It is not you work day and night. It is when brother and sister do not get along with one another. It is a great, great trouble. You are too young. I hope you don't understand this. But one day, if you help the church, you will notice that we are not perfect. Even though the church will be getting more perfect in the future, the church will become, before Jesus' second coming, there should be a great tribulation. It will refine the church to a perfect stage. But before that, if some churches are like Church of Corinth, don't be amazed, right? But if you become the worker in the future, hopefully, some of you help the church, right? If you become the worker, please try to understand the will and the heart of God and to help the church to make it more unity and not as divided. Interesting, if you observe the church in the United States, we all moved around, yeah? Do you notice that? People moved, yeah? It is like, you know, maybe because of jobs, maybe because of the other reasons. And sometimes just feel like, if a church has a lot of problems. How many of you think your church has problems? Raise your hand. How many of you think your church do not have problems? Raise your hand. None of you. Come on. TCC in the USA is not bad, okay? Come on, brother. I think, to me, a lot of churches are very sweet. I enjoy some churches, worker is also important. Like Apollo, at least, he do not get involved. It's very important. At least you can do. But of course, you're assigned, and that's read. That's another type of worker, which is interesting. Chapter 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 10 and 11. 16, 10 and 11. Jessica, can you read?
16, verse 10 and 11, 10. And if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord as I also do. 11, therefore let no one despise him, but send him on his journey in peace, that he may come to me, for I am waiting for him with the brethren.
Do you think when Timothy goes to this kind of church, he will be very fearful? He says that make sure Timothy have no fear. Do you think Timothy will be fearful? Timothy is a young worker, yeah? Yeah? Young worker has not many experiences, yeah? Do you know Timothy have stomach ache? You know that, right? Timothy have stomach ache? That's why Paul says that you can drink some wine, right? I bet his stomach ache probably after he visited Corinthian church. Too much stress. Oh, how come you guys always fighting each other? Come on. Oh. You know, young worker like you, the Bible says, do not, 不可叫人小看你年轻, do not let people despise you because you are young, but be a role model in 言语行为信心爱心清洁, be a role model in speech, in love, 言语行为, in words, in faith, right? So young worker need to earn their reputation. Young worker need to prove that they are the worker of God. Because people tend to think, they tend to despise young worker for some reason. Especially when they know where you are from. Especially you know, they saw you growing up, just like Jesus, right? When people notice that, oh, Jesus, is not Mary his mother? Is that his brothers in among us? Well, I think the following words you'll be like, is that when he like wearing diaper, I saw it? Or when he has running nose, I wipe the running nose for him? Right? So they despise Jesus Christ. If, hey, who, did your local church have a preacher come from your local church? Maybe he's younger than you. Maybe he's an IU student. Maybe he's an IU student. And you are a local worker for a long time. And suddenly that worker comes to your local church. And you saw him growing up. You tend to call him what? How many of you? You know, in Taiwan, we call 传道. Some people call it 传道仔. 传德. You know the differences? Huh? 传德 means preacher. 传德. Preacher. Meaning that you are not really respecting him. He's still young. That's why reputation is not something come naturally. Worker of God need to prove that, need to prove to people that you are. This is how we teach TTP students. You got to prove that you are the worker of God by your deeds, your work. Because the Bible says, huh, the whole nation know that Samuel was the prophet of God. Because everything he says, 没有一句话落空的, none of his words falling to the ground when he says something. Everything he said got fulfilled. All his prophecy was fulfilled. So all the nations know that he is the worker of God. So really, I mean, but at the beginning stage, like Timothy, sometimes you feel very fearful. So we should be very, what, more bearable, more loving to show to young workers. Especially when you are old, allow young men to make some mistakes because nobody's perfect. That's why Paul especially tried to promote Timothy. When Timothy go to you, make sure you don't make him feel fearful. Don't scare him. He will tell me, and not, no one despise him. And this is how three types of worker feel about Church of Corinth, right? Paul, well, how did Paul solve the problem? For what? And lift up, right? Where are the Bible verses? Show me, right? Okay, how did Apollo solve this problem? Huh? Do not be part of the problem, right? Because you treat me like you are not supposed to treat me. I am not going to get involved. I don't want you to be think that I'm anybody. So at this point in time, I'm not coming to you. And of course, Timothy, he got sight. He's the most beautiful one. He got maybe feel a little bit fearful when he goes there, right? What can he do? Did he have choice not to go? Timothy, maybe not. So he still need to continue his stomach ache for a little bit while, a little bit longer. But anyway, God will take care, no problem. Yep, so the question, what make people have division? What make people have division? According to what just you read, when you have something, you are of kernel, you think you are somebody, you puff up, you try to say, I only welcome someone. Right? So that problem will come like this. That's why, you know, the best thing for a church, what is the best thing for a church to unite together? Do you know? How do you unite a church together? Oh, by the way, my answer is, of course, through prayer. When everybody pray hard together, when you do not know how to solve church problems, promote prayer spirit. Because when people truly pray hard, like you over here pray hard, Holy Spirit will melt your heart, will put down your ego, will move you like and and give love of Jesus Christ into you, so you will be more compassionate to the other worker. A lot of time, words cannot solve the problem. Let me ask you another question. Did Paul solve the problem in Church of Corinth? Did Paul solve it? Who solved the problem in Church of Corinth? Stevie, I think you know. Who solved the problem in the Church of Corinth? A special division problem. Who solved it? Anybody know? Hello? Yes? God. Of course, God sent who to solve it. God is always the answer. Thank you. But God sent whom to solve this problem? Huh? It's over there, right? Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 5 to 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 5 to 7. 5 to 7. My sister, can you read? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 5 to 7.
Six, five, in stripes, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labor, in sleeplessness, in fasting, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love.
2 Corinthians 7, 6 and 7.
Oops. 7, 6
and
7.
Oh, sorry. 2 Corinthians 7, 5 to 7.
7, 5, for indeed when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears. 6. Nevertheless, God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus. 7. And not only by his coming, but also by the consolation with which he was comforted in you when he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoiced even more.
Yeah, so who solved the problem of the Church of Corinth? Who solved it? Titus, yes. Who are the two sons of Paul? I only have 3 minutes left. Who are the two sons of Paul? 基督里面的真的是 the two sons in Christ of Paul. Titus and Timothy, right? Every brother, every worker have his gift. You know, in True Jesus Church, some people are so good with personal issue. They are just very easy to get along with people, and that is his gift, Titus. Went to Corinth, and later on he solved the problem. He bring the good news from Corinthians. And Paul was so worried about Corinthian church, you know. If you read the Bible carefully, he didn't want to go to Corinthian church directly after he write the letter, because people still rejected him. That's why he goes to Macedonia. West Macedonia is north of Corinth. He didn't want to go down to south. He was waiting over there in the north, waiting for the report from Titus, because he sent Titus to solve the problem. So he said, but he got fears inside. 内有忧惧外有征战. There were battles outside, there were fears inside. He was so worried, he was so scared what will happen to Church of Corinth. And then thank God, Timothy bring good news. How you are so zealous, you are so welcoming me. Everything turned out good. I'm so joyful because Titus bring the good news. So everything have its timing, and God have his timing. A time to cry, a time to laugh, a time to pluck out, a time to plant. So I think the church is in the hand of God. A lot of time we do not know what to do, but God will send out worker to deal with his business. That's my belief. Because this is not my church. This is not your church. This is, I should say, this is not only my church, not only your church. This is God's church. And God is in charge. God will send people to solve the problem of his church. I guess that's about it for today. Hopefully you can continue sleep. Let's pray in silence.